The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
It's a hard world.
That's our theme song for 2020. It's our life, baby. We're going to do what we want. Nobody's going to tell us what to do. We're going to believe in what we believe in, and we're going to prevail. Hey, Joe on the radio, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Thursday, January 2nd. We're on the air, and back in 2020. It's so funny to say year 2020, right? This is our time. This is our time. It's your time. It's my time. It's our time. And I thank you as we begin this, the seventh year of this broadcast, the Joe Piscopo Morning Show, man. Unbelievable, you know, that we're here. It's going into our seventh year. I did 6 years, seventh year. And it's only because you were there. You were there. And then I'm looking now at the tweets that you're kind enough to send me and your Facebook messages. And thank you so much. All the great, beautiful messages. Thank you so much. I love you. I love you right back. I swear to goodness gracious, you know, because you are part of this family. And on behalf of me and Alan, Frank, and Debbie, like I said on my little tweet, we appreciate it very much. Thanks to Jerry Crowley for actually putting the team together, you know, just on a whim, if you remember that story I always tell you about. And, you know, Jerry needed a morning guy, and I just happened to walk in with Dr. Rock Positano, and then Jerry put me with Frank and Alan Debbie, and Phil Boyce had guided us through programming-wise, and here we are, into our seventh year, you know. And I like it because, you know, we're not, I always joke, and I always kid management because they never buy advertising. I go, hey, where's my billboard outside the Holland Tunnel? You know, not so much. You know, hey, is there a Lincoln Tunnel, one of those videos? Not so much, you know. And but the thing is, we're like the only media company making money, thanks to you. And God bless you for you were buying pillows and sheets and cars and going to Michael's of Brooklyn. I mean, thank God we're doing all right. You know, we appreciate it. And thanks, by the way, we met the goal of the Salvation Army. If you want to give to team970.org, you still do. But we met that goal. We met that goal. As a matter of fact, I was the last one to send in, you know, a few bucks, a very little amount. But I sent in just to close the gap, our goal of 24,000, and we hit it. It's because you are a caring person. You are a great patriot. You believe, like this show believes, in God, family, and country. I mean, this is what we're all about. And they didn't think that we exist. You know, am I right? In Washington, they don't think we exist. And they do crazy things down there, man. You know, especially on the progressive side, and you and I watch it, but we know what's right, and we will continue onward and forward. There's a lot to get into. I have to tell you what happened on New Year's, and I talk about the holidays, but again, we appreciate you being there as we go into our seventh year. Don Larson passed away. He pitched that famous perfect game in the World Series that Yogi Berra caught, the late great Yogi Berra as well, 1956. David Stern, Don Larson was a great guy, by the way, and a great athlete. And we'll chat about that. And again, I know it's not a sports show, but you have to, when there's greatness, well, no matter what it is in sports or in politics or whatever it is, you got to acknowledge it. Don Larson was a great athlete in that regard. David Stern, speaking of sports as well. David Stern was the NBA commissioner who really created, in my mind, the NBA. It was David Stern. This was the guy. This was a great guy. He was a warm guy. He was a wonderful man. Passed away at 77 years young. And we send our condolences to the Stern family because he was really, really instrumental in getting. And I remember early when I was starting out, man, it was like David Stern. And he started bringing us in, like celebrities in with the NBA to have fun with the NBA. And it was just David Stern that really built the NBA into what it is today. You know, in regards to what is happening in Iran, you know, and it's Iran-backed militiamen withdrew from the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad as well. And what's happening with Iran, that was after 2 days of clashes with American security forces, with U.S.-Iran tensions, I'm reading here, remain high and could spill over into further violence. You know, you got to give the president credit for not allowing this to be another Benghazi. It's like, because it could have been very easily another Benghazi. And this is what gets me. And when there's, you know, if there's credit to be given, it's okay to give credit. If you look and you, how are you doing? You know, you, how am I doing? Well, I'm pretty good. How's your 401k doing, you know? And can you thank somebody? Can you thank this administration? Peter Navarro, you know, Larry Kudlow, and Donald J. Trump. It's okay. Is it okay to say that? It's like, oh, no, you can. It's positive. It's positive about Donald Trump. No, it's, and when the president stands up on an international, arena, and doesn't allow, this is all about Iran going after us, you know, and he protects American interests over there, in a god-awful place. You're right, we probably shouldn't be there, but when they attack us, we fight them back. We're not going to just let another Benghazi happen, and you have to credit President Trump for that. Hey, Joe on the radio, so great to have you. So I have to tell you, this is the wildest story. I'm just looking through. The anti-Semitic rise that I've been talking about it for years. Now all of a sudden everybody's excited. Dov Hyken and I have been talking about it for years, you know, and it won't stop. There were more anti-Semitic attacks yesterday, and we're finally getting a handle on it. It's ridiculous that it even has gotten to this, you know, but we'll get into all of that as we break it down. And some of the new legislation that has been passed by New Jersey, John Bramnick, the leader on the GOP side, will join us in the Assembly of New Jersey. E.J. McMahon, the founder and research director of Empire Center, telling us why people are moving out of New York and New Jersey. Gee, I wonder why. Gordon Chang has all the answers on North Korea and on China. And on this this phase one trade deal with China that President Trump is expected to sign. Gordon, the great Gordon Chang. I just saw Gordon and his lovely wife over at Fox News. Just great folks. And they will join us. Aaron Klein, too. Aaron's great. Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He's a New York Times bestselling author, Aaron Klein, as you know. And he hosts Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. He was a very, very nice and very welcoming when I was in Israel. So happy to bring Aaron to the show in the 9 o'clock hour. So, you know, when they say, how were your holidays? And I hope it was great. But I always think like that when I think about, am I blessed? You know, when everything goes good, I always think about those less fortunate than you and I. That's why I appreciate you giving to the Salvation Army. That's why I help out the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. That's why my heart lies in the stressed areas of the United States, because those are American citizens born into this great country and just totally abandoned by the administrations in those cities. And I always feel like we should always get back. Plus, you lose a loved one, it makes the holidays tough. I understand all that. I always miss my father every single holiday. I miss Pop. Pop's not at the head of the table. I sit at the head of the dining room table at my mother's house, and it is with humility and respect and great remembrance of my father. You know, that's what it's all about, right? So now when you have a good Christmas, and then you're stressed, and if you're a single parent like I am, and you're a single hardworking parent like I am, you know the stresses of mounting a holiday. It's not easy because kids, they always say, oh, you have children. Kids are easy. It's not, and I say this with respect, and I'm being facetious, and I'm trying to be, it's a feeble attempt at being funny, but it's who you have the children with that sometimes can be a problem. Can I say that? Whether you're a man or a woman. I mean, am I right or wrong? You know, oh, what? But the kids are beautiful and you have to embrace that. So when you're single like that and you work so hard to create Christmas. It's a precious holiday. It's when Christ the Savior was born, man, and we celebrate it and that feeling that you get, you know? It's Christmas morning. That's a big responsibility. So I created Christmas morning, man. By the grace of God, I told you it worked out perfect. I got everything just right. I worried about the presents. And thank God for my guy, Big Mike, you know. He and his girlfriend wrapped it. I told you the whole story. So it was, and it was great. And now it's New Year's, you know. So I want to be doing New Year's. Now I got to work New Year's. So now I go, oh, let me get. So Charlie says, Daddy, I'd like to be with the New Year's. I go up outside of Philadelphia to my buddy's beautiful home, and we do a whole big house party, like the old days, man, like you would hear about, you know, that the old man that Cole Porter might have gone to, you know, it's like that. And then we perform there. Michael Longoria was there at the New Year's Eve party from Jersey Boys. He played Frankie Valli for 6 years. On Broadway. So we're out there. Now Charlie wants to go. I said, yeah, man. So I called, you know, our host. I said, hey, you mind if I bring Charlie, who he is the godfather of Charlie? I said, he goes, absolutely, bring Charlie. Had the best New Year's Eve anywhere. It was great. And then this was one. Listen, Charlie and I always sing in the car. Do you do that with your kid? We sing. You got a friend in me. You know, it's like, really, at my age, I'm singing Randy Newman, Toy Story, you know, and I'm singing New York, and I run my set list when Charlie's in the car, so she knows every single riff, and she sings it with me, right? And she's now 9 years old. So now she gets to see the great Michael Longoria step up at a small kind of party. It wasn't that small. There's a lot of folks there, maybe 100, 150 people, and with beautiful, you know, like a dinner party. So Michael's ripping up. Now I'm watching Charlie. Charlie's watching this great Broadway performer locked in. Listen to me, locked in to this guy. And Michael is at the top of his game now. Longoria, you can check out his album. Just an incredibly gift from God voice like that. And he could hit those notes, and I'm watching him, and Charlie's mesmerized. I'm looking at her, and she won't ever sing ever. I said, Charlie, come on. Michael's singing, Olivia's singing. I had Ali say, it's time. Joey and I sang. No, she wouldn't do it. So finally, right at Michael does a song, she comes over to me. I swear to goodness gracious, she comes over to me, and she says, Daddy. And I go, what's up, honey? She goes, I want to sing with you. And I said, you want to sing right now? She goes, I want to sing with you. I want to sing with you, Daddy. Right now. I said, in front of all these folks, you're going to get up like I've been asking? She goes, yes. You got it, sweetie. I'll bring you up. So it's 10 of midnight. We're doing the clock countdown. I bring in. I'm the master of ceremonies. I do a couple tunes. We do a couple jokes. We have a great time, right? And I go, you know, I said, I've been trying to talk Charlie into singing. She wants to sing. And I'm thinking she's going to go, no. And like she usually would do, back out. Or cry, you know, like kind of get a little upset that she walks right on stage. Listen to me. I hand her the microphone. I punch up the Randy Newman song. You've got a friend. Like she sings it in key, projects it perfectly, grabs the mic, works the mic. I'm just looking at this kid, 9 years old on New Year's Eve. It's 10 before midnight. And then I got to sing the other part, you know, whatever troubles I'm up ahead, was anything other likely ever, you know, whatever. I just found the words because I didn't really know the song except for us fooling around in the car with it. Man, she nailed it. Brought the house down. Boom. I'm like, whoa. And now it's like 5 of midnight. And now I got to kill 5 minutes. So our host goes, you know, Uncle Ray goes, hey, what about New York, New York? I said, Charlie, yeah, New York, New York. Listen to me. I got my kid on stage with me now. And I just, we do New York, New York, nails it. As we go into midnight, we do the countdown. New York, she hits the note. She hits it. A number one, top of the list, king of that hill. And everybody forgets that the Frank Sinatra repeated, A number one, she got it. She got it and hit the note. Oh, so excited. So I make the sign of the cross. I go, thank you, Jesus. Oh, best. We go. It's midnight. We celebrate. It's beautiful. And now I'm going, this is so great. So Charlie and I, people are starting to leave. Charlie and I are in this beautiful kitchen of the home. And she's eating her dessert, which she didn't have because she was working on the stage. And and it's just she and I across the counter talking. Then all of a sudden, now, this is what happened. I took... You know, my doctor tells me, don't take this, don't take that. Your body. I had a double espresso late, and then I took some medication for my nasal thing. I got some great medicine for the nasal stuff, you know, and then for your for reflux, you know, they give you all that stuff. And then I took something else that helps your prostate. I took everything all together, and all of a sudden, right there at the counter in the kitchen, I go, poof. Man, I could feel it. All of a sudden, everything starts to close in. All of that I just told you that I took, that my doctor tells me, don't take that stuff. He goes, you know, the doc says, you don't self-medicate. And you got to listen to it. I need it, but I don't, because I'm like, I think I know everything, right? When it comes, because I'm a hypochondriac. I think, oh, no, I'll take this, I'll take that. I start to close in, and I can feel it. My blood pressure starts to drop. I know what's happening. Now, I don't want Charlie to know that, right? So I go, I can feel it. Start, and I go, oh, gosh. And I know the feeling. Remember my mom's birthday party 5 years ago? That's what, same thing happened, right? And I go, oh, here we go, deja vu. So I go, now you got to drink Gatorade. I said, I got Gatorade. And I'm not alarming, by the way. I'm just being very cool about it. I got some orange juice. You need, like, what's the V8? Vegetable juice. You know, you need that. Because that has sodium in it. It'll raise your blood pressure back up. But I'm going. But I'm going, and I know it. And I got my 9-year-old. So everybody, she was with other children. There were other kids there. So I said, Charlie, when you go down, they had a theater in the house. When you go watch the theater, I'll be right there. Like that. And now we're going to take a break. But when I come back, I'm going to tell you what happened. Because my blood pressure dropped. And you're not going to believe what happened and where I am today. You're not going to believe. I hate to tease it like this, but let's go with Debbie. And then I got to tell
you.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. But, oh, thank God I'm fine. But, Debbie,
wow.
You're not going to believe this. You're not. And I hate to be. That was really, it's really, I don't mean to be a snarky and tease like that. But I'm looking at the clock already.
Yeah.
But the best New Year's ever. And, you know, but this, God has a way. God has a way of saying, you got perfect Christmas. You're going to have a perfect New Year's. Your kids are beautiful. You got your career's great. You're working. You're making money. All right. Watch this.
Let me throw a wrench into this. I can't wait to hear the rest.
God or if you're not religious, there's a universe curse that I always thought, the curse of the universe that will come at you and cut you down at your knees, mama. Wait.
It's called reality, right?
Boy. I don't know what it is, but boy, it's got a way to come out and bite you. But I'll tell you when we come back. Debbie, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Joe. So
did you have
nice
a nice
to
one?
Be
did,
with you.
Did you
yes,
have
so
I
went
always
to
nice.
Dinner, went to a nice little restaurant up in Dover. And yeah, everything was great. Yeah.
Jersey girl, you're the best. And here we are into 2020, into our seventh year, WDOM. You believe that?
I know.
Seventh
it's
year.
Great. I love it. I'm so happy to be with you. It's awesome.
You know, it's our honor, Debbie Duham. We love you. Debbie's on the roads for you right now. 6:21. Here it is, January 2nd, 2020 on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo. Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year. Let's go out to the 2 and 3 trains, everything back on or close. Raritan Valley Line of New Jersey Transit, a 20-minute delay. That's all due to some signal problems. A problem in Jersey on 78 eastbound, out by exit 11. It's an accident involving a tractor trailer and a car into the divider, so a big mess there on 78 this morning. As you head eastbound, getting out toward exit 11, we'll keep an eye on that for you. Also, some volume on the Harlem River Drive south down through the 120s. An accident there was cleared. Woodhaven Boulevard getting up toward Atlantic Avenue, a collision as well. Eastbound BQE, that's stop and go, heading up and out toward the Battery Tunnel. Sunrise Highway West at Brentwood Road into Bay Shore, an accident there as well. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today, high of 48. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duham with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. Steve Perillo and I have put together a very special customized 8-night, 10-day Easter in Rome tour, April 9th through the 18th, a once-in-a-lifetime trip for some of my closest friends, you, AM 970 family of listeners. Here's the itinerary. Good Friday and Easter Sunday in Rome with a group mass on Easter Sunday. Saturday night dinner and performance by yours truly with special guest Steve Perillo. Then on to Assisi. Next, explore the Tuscan countryside. Siena, Pisa, Chianti, Florence, Cinque Terre, and more. 5-star deluxe hotel in the heart of Rome. A restored villa and mill in the Tuscan countryside. You'll get the best of both worlds. Rome for Easter, then slow the pace down in the beautiful Tuscan countryside. Call 800-431-1515 and tell them you want to fly away with Joe P to Rome and Tuscany. 800-431-1515. Visit, please, ParilloTours.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-936-5496.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Happy New Year, Thursday, January 2nd, 2020, 6:24 in the morning. We are up and we are at 'em. We are here on this Thursday. A lot of folks are taking the whole week, not us. We're staying with you because we love you. And I'm very excited to tell you about our new sponsor, Retro Fitness. I'm so excited. You know, I'm very passionate about my health and fitness. I try to be, Lord knows. So much so that I invested in the amazing Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey, which is a great gym. You got to, and I don't mean to plug it, but I am. You got to go down. It's a Retro Fitness in Flemington, you know, not too far from my house. And this year in 2020, I want to know, are you ready to get real with your fitness goals? Well, I got a deal that you will love. You have to get real with this never before done BOGO deal. Listen, and I don't mean buy one, get one. I mean, listen to me, please. Buy one, give one. That's right. You can give away a membership to absolutely anyone you want. Unlike other gyms, we created this offer with no gimmicks. We worked on this for a while now and no strings attached. Okay. So we worked with corporate, and I'm so proud to tell you about this offer. It's exactly what it says it is. You buy an annual membership, you give a 1-year membership away for free. The free member doesn't pay a cent for 12 months. They could come to Retro Fitness at any time, with or without their friend, and can access any of our clubs around the country. Of course, I want to see you at my gym in Flemington, New Jersey. I'm just saying. But call today to speak with my business partner, Stacy, 908-238-3695. You got that number? 908-238-3695. And get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. Francis Albert, John and Margo, this is for you. Ah, swinging, baby.
Now, this man who's playing the piano is going to take me by the hand. And he's going to lead me from one saloon to another tonight. And directly to the sheriff's office. Fly me to the moon. Let me swing up there with those stars. Let me see what the spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words,
yeah, baby.
Hold my hand.
Never gets old for me. Unbelievable.
In other words,
darling, kiss
me. Baby, kiss me.
Francis Albert with Joe Piscopo on the radio, 627. So, again, everything goes great. And I'm going to go to Al in a second, but I have to tell you. So, everything's great. Great, perfect Christmas. Not just a great Christmas, a perfect Christmas. You know, it could have been a Norman Rockwell Christmas, right? And then New Year's, it was such an exciting night. Great friends, the energy in the room. The fact that I stepped on stage and I performed by the grace of God, everything, and your voice is strong. It was just one of those perfect nights. Then Charlie and I got together. Then I mess around. I take too much stuff. You can't mix too much medication together. I take the Crestor. Look at how honest I am with you. You know, I talk to you like you're my brother, you're my sister. You know, really, I like family. Crestor, I have to take Synthroid for my thyroid. But then I always take the nasal stuff, you know, because we're working. You do 4 hours a day of on the radio, 20 hours a week. That's a lot. So my doc gives me all that stuff. And then the doctor said, your urologist says, take this for your prostate. And I'll take everything, man. You know, but of course you can't take them all at once because the doctor says, don't do that because your blood pressure will lower because some of that medication will cause low blood pressure. It's happened before. So now with Charlie, and I get her set with her friends down in the theater in this beautiful, beautiful home. And I go forgive me, I'm going to be honest with you because I love you. I go into the restroom there, you know, And all of a sudden, I say, well, gee, I feel off. The walls start to close in. And you know what? It's called a syncope or something like that. Whatever it's called, you lose consciousness for a split second. Listen, so I could feel it, and I know it. I'm in control. I'm standing up. You should never do that, by the way, right? What does the doctor tell you to do? If you feel yourself, that happening to you, you lay down. I'm standing up, and I could feel it's closing in. It gets. I said, ah, don't do it. And sure enough, in the next second, I wake up. And forgive me, I don't mean to be graphic in the morning, but I feel I can be because I know you well enough. I wake up and my face is down and I'm in a pool of blood. Listen to me, pool of blood. And I'm looking, I go, what the? And now my cuff on my shirts that I love, the initial cuff, by the way, blood all over it, man. And I'm looking around. It's like a scene from The Irishman. I'm thinking I'm in The Sopranos. You know, I said, what am I? Well, I was looking at it. And I go, wait a minute. Did I? And I said, no. And I was totally cognizant. I knew where I was. I knew exactly what happened. But I didn't see any other. And forgive me for being graphic this early in the morning. I didn't see any blood gushing out anywhere else. So I think, okay, I'm all right. So I get up. Listen to me. This is crazy. This is your friend Joe. This is your brother Joe. This is crazy. I go up. I look at myself in the mirror. I've got a gash on the right side of my forehead. It's a big L gash. Listen to me. And I look at, you know what I did? I smiled. I went, this is going to be a cool scar, man. What's wrong with me? You remember there was a movie called The Gambler with James Caan, the great James Caan. And the same thing happened. He got beat up or something. He looked at himself in the mirror. And he went, yeah, that's really cool. Typical guy reaction. And I go, oh, wait, let me get back to the blood and what's happening. And apparently, you know, when that's the thinnest part of your skin, and when a boxer gets hit, that's what bleeds first, is right around your head, is because that it's very thin, the skin in there, and that's what happens. I think I hit the wall, right, boom, go down, but I busted up my lip a little bit. But meantime, there's the L scar. So now I go, oh, it's not bleeding. I feel great. Everything's great. The orange juice kicked in. It was probably 30 seconds out, maybe 15 seconds, and then now. Me being, you know, a little like a compulsive, obsessive, I'm looking at the floor. There's blood on the floor, and it's my friend's beautiful home. And now I can't leave it like this. It looks like a crime scene. It looks like something you watch on, on television. The Sopranos, like I said, what do you get bleached? Do I get bleached now and clean up the blood? It's like I feel I'm in, like The Irishman. So I go, now I see all these great, they have the beautiful, the initial napkins. You know those initial, you go into a really fancy bathroom as an initial. I took those napkins. I'm cleaning the blood. I'm cleaning. There was, oh, please. It wasn't that much. I'm being dramatic here. But enough that I had to clean up. And now by that time, Charlie comes outside the door. I'll be right out, Charlie. Be right out. Oh, Daddy's doing great. I'll be right out, honey. I'm cleaning the blood off the wall. I'm cleaning the floor. Listen to me. I go, oh, my God. Now I don't want Charlie to see this big gash in my head. So I go, Charlie, outside. And this is through the door, the bathroom door. Yes, Daddy. I said, remember that really funny-looking Happy New Year hat that Daddy said he was too embarrassed to wear, that goofy-looking hat that Daddy wouldn't wear? Yeah, she starts to laugh. I go, could you go get that hat for me, please? Because I think I want to wear it now. Oh, okay. So she goes in. So our host comes in. He comes in. He goes, what the heck happened? He didn't use the word heck. He goes, what is it? I said, nothing. It's okay. I know exactly what I did. I took the wrong medication. It caused me just to drop for a second, but I hit my head and everything's great. I said, you got one of those hats? He goes, yeah. He brings the hat. Now listen to me. I got my tuxedo. My tuxedo on. I fold the cuffs up. So you can't see the blood in the cuffs. I put my jacket back on, straighten myself up. I put the hat on my head, Sinatra style, covering the gash because it's not bleeding at this point. And I go, yeah, blood is all clean. Open the bathroom. Hi, Charlie. How are you? Hey, Daddy, you okay? Everything's great. Come on. We better get going, sweetheart. Driver's outside. I go and I say goodbye to everybody. Goodbye. Great. No one knows anything. Anything. Thank you, Joe. Great show. Thank you, Charlie. You were great. Thank you. Okay, good. God bless. Happy New Year. We get in the car and I'm thinking, you know, I say to this driver, I say, we better go to the emergency room because I don't know what about the cut. I don't know where my blood pressure is at this point. I said, Charlie, stay with me. And Charlie's like, and this driver's security, he's bonded and he's, thank God, one of those great drivers, you know, that sometimes you don't get. This was a hired, you know, security guy. So I take that. I say, Charlie, stay with Ali, our driver there. And so I said, let me run in. I go in and I got my hat on and I go to, it's by a Paoli. That's the way you pronounce it. Paoli in Pennsylvania. Best hospital. I swear to goodness gracious. I walk in. I got my hat tilted. I got my tux on. And the lady at the emergency room goes, wow, don't we look dapper tonight? I said, Happy New Year, ma'am. How are you? She goes, well, what can I do for you? And I say, well, let me tip my hat to you. Take my hat off. This is a big gash in my head. And she goes, oh, gosh, you got to get in there immediately. I say, let me just make sure my child is okay. I talk to Charlie's mom. We make sure Charlie gets back safely and with great security. She gets back to her house, and the driver's going to pick me up later. I go into the emergency room. 13 stitches on my head. 13 stitches on my hand. They went in. They went, wow, what happened? I go, you're not going to believe. So tell them the story of Billy. You, I just went out for a second because you got to listen to your doctor, man. You know. And I went down, and then they did a CAT scan, and there was nothing. There was no God. Thank God, right? Thank God, I could have hit my side of my head. I could have been like Elvis in the bathroom. God rest Elvis's brilliant soul. My friend would have came in. Hey, Joe, is that you in there, Joe? Joe Piscopo dies outside of Philadelphia, New Year's Eve. You know, my exes are going, yes, finally. So you know. So I unbelievable, but it is, and I'm convinced of it. You, when you're going good and everything's going great and you're on your roll and you're at the top of your game and you're feeling good, man, there is a force in the universe that is going to cut you. Just look over your shoulder. Take advice from old Joe. I'm telling you, when it's going good, you can't. And I'm not cocky. Like, every day I pray, I drop to my knees. I thank God for all the quote unquote blessings. But you and I work hard for those blessings. But goodness gracious, it was like, you had a great Christmas. Great Christmas. You got all the presents. All these people that can't get presents around the world. You got all those expensive presents. Yes, I did. Oh, and you're doing New Year's Eve. Oh, and now your other child can sing really great like your other kids. Yeah. And I go, yes, isn't that great? Not so much. Watch this. You know, we're going to drop your blood pressure. Boom, you're going to go down. Boom, you're going to have 13 stitches. Don't get cocky, pal. You're lucky. Oh, man, so Happy New Year, and I'm back, and I didn't even want to post a picture of my head. And let me turn to our dear friend, Al Gattulo, at 6:36 in the morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Al, I couldn't post that picture. Do you agree?
Because it was I agree. Yeah. So, yeah, apparently had a bloody good time on New Year's Eve, as the Brits say.
Hey, I'll tell you, when you, I redefined the phrase, hit the wall.
You know, really? What I said? Well, you hit the floor. So
I don't know if it was the wall or the floor, whatever it was, but I went down and you could see, I sent Al the picture last night.
I was like, oh my God. Like full disclosure, I sent you a picture of me looking goofy in 2020 glasses.
Yeah.
You go, oh, hold my beer. Or for you, hold my Gatorade, because here it is. And I was like, oh, my God, what happened to you?
And I just see my shirt with all the blood over it. Oh, my God. And then, but I said, should I tweet it out? I was going to tweet it out yesterday and say, stay tuned. But people are going to misconstrue it. But, oh, my gosh. I mean, and it was like, you know, like my doctor said, it was like I could have had a concussion now. I could have hit my, imagine if I hit my, God forbid, my jaw, my side of my head or something like that. I mean, you know, Joe Borelli would be in sitting in for me this morning to say, we'd like to do a retrospective of Joe's radio shows.
You got to be careful,
though. There'd be Frankie Marano, Kevin McCullough, and everybody would be lining up outside the door going, Jerry, I think I could do the morning show.
Oh, boy. No, but seriously, you know, you said it before when you teased this going into the break about how, you know, you're self-medicating and you think you know it all. You got to be careful with that stuff.
I know. You're right.
You got to be careful.
Right. My doctor, I called my doctor. I got to bed 8:30 on New Year's Day.
Right.
Because I came back. It was late. I wanted to make sure Charlie was okay. And then by the time I got back to my house, and this driver, by the way, he went and took Charlie home under great security, because that's, of course, what we worry about with our kids, and left Charlie off with Jessica, and I was in touch with Jessica. And then the driver comes back, and he gets me, man. And I go, look, I'll just call an Uber. He goes, no, I worry about you. I worry about you. He goes, no.
That's great.
And yeah, man, then listen to this.
Did you remember to give him a tip? Though.
Well, I got to tell you, my friend, the host, is the greatest host ever on the planet Earth. I mean, this is why I'm so, and I know we got a break, but I am so cherished to have a friend like this. And when he says, he's the guy that, when I was supposed to be a Saturday Night Live that time, I said, nope, I got to go do a thing for my friend. When I got invited to the inauguration of Donald J. Trump, but people will say, oh, you're a Trump guy. No, I'm a supporter of the United States of America and support my president. But I blew that off to be with my friend to do a corporate show in Atlantic City. So I was going to be either. So this guy was a great, great host. He took care of this guy heavy. But yes, when I got home, heavier. I gave him. He was great. And then he calls me. This driver calls me the next day. Are you okay, Joe? Just want to make sure you're okay. I said, yeah, man.
Oh, that's
great.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm telling you. They were good people. But Al, I'll tell you, by the grace of God, but just don't. See, you're good. You follow all the medical things after what you went through. You follow it. I go, I know what I'm doing. I could take this and I'll take that. And you can't.
But Joe, I don't think you're alone in that. I think a lot of people do that. When something happens to them or they're given medication for something, they go, okay, I know what this problem is. I'll use this. I know what this problem, I'll use that.
Yes,
but instead,
yes,
you got to talk to the doctor, too.
My doctor was great. I called my doctor, Dr. Carl. He was the best. He goes, what? In his line. We're just like, right. Goes, what are you doing?
What the bleep are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? He goes, oh, my God, you did what? And you took what with what? Why, is that a problem? Doc, yes, I've been telling you it's a problem. And then, you know what's worse is when you feel your blood pressure start to drop. And then you could feel, it's syncope. And I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's the medical condition where you just are going to pass out. Your blood pressure, your blood decreases from your brain and you go down, man. Now, why didn't I just lay down? Now, that's the question. I should have laid down or sit down or something. I'm standing saying, I got this.
Because you want to keep moving. Listen, we all think, that's nothing. It's nothing. But if you know what the condition is,
man,
and you've had it happen to you a number of times already, where you've gone down, sit down.
Sit down and shut up.
Right.
Man. Al Gattulo's here. Big Al, thanks for doing a great job on New Year's with Joe Borelli. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. We had a good time.
Yeah, it was a great. I hear great things, Al. Appreciate it very much. 20 minutes before 7 o'clock, here we are in 2020, and Big Al standing by, as always, with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
32 degrees at 6:40. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo is directing state police to further increase patrols in Orthodox Jewish neighborhoods across New York State following a rash of attacks against the Jewish community. Yesterday, the governor visited the Orthodox Jewish community in Williamsburg to show support. Cuomo told leaders, everybody feels upset and disturbed about what happened, and everyone stands in solidarity with them. Cuomo's trip comes not long after the stabbing attack at a rabbi's home in Muncie and two attacks on Jewish people walking the streets in Brooklyn. And it's going to be a struggle for many to get out of bed today. The first day back at work in January is also called the second sleepiest day of the year. The first is New Year's Day, and the third is July 5th. All that, according to the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. They suggest setting sleep goals as a resolution, such as getting at least 7 hours of shut-eye a night. A lack of sleep is linked to a risk of diabetes, stroke, obesity, and depression. In sports, Knicks on a 3-game winning streak, beating the Trailblazers 117-93. Former NBA Commissioner David Stern is dead weeks after suffering a brain hemorrhage. The 77-year-old had been hospitalized since December 12th when he collapsed in a New York restaurant. Stern spent 30 years as the head of the NBA from 1984 to 2014, making him the longest commissioner in the league's history. And Yankees fans and the baseball world are mourning the loss of legendary pitcher Don Larsen. The only pitcher to ever throw a perfect game in the World Series passed away at the age of 90 on Wednesday. Larsen's perfect game helped land him the World Series MVP with the New York Yankees in 1956. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today and give one away to anyone you like absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to New Jersey. Transit delays on the Raritan Valley line of 20 minutes because of some ongoing signal problems. Also, it looks like 3 canceled trains with New Jersey Transit this morning as well. Over on the LIE westbound, getting into Crooked Hill Road, watch out for a big pothole in the HOV lane. And on Sunrise Highway west at Brentwood Road into Bay Shore, a collision there. Problems now on the Bronx River Parkway north, right at the Cross Bronx with an accident. And it's a little bit busy here on the westbound side of the BQE, right into Queens Boulevard with a disabled vehicle. Inbound side of the GWB looks fine. No problems at the Lincoln or the Holland. Problems continue on 78 East Exit 6 getting out toward that area of Stewartsville. Looks like an accident there. That one involves a truck. 287 South Exit 37 into Hanover. A collision over there as well. Southbound Thruway still okay into the Tappan Zee Bridge. Sunny today with a high in the 40s. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. The brutal cold and flu season is upon us, and the number one flu symptom is fever. So use a thermometer that's proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies, the Exergen thermometer. See our educational video at exergen.com.
Hi, Joe Piscopo. I have a special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listeners specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets, all with free shipping at MyPillow.com. 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Don't miss all the excitement of Seton Hall basketball Friday night when the Hall welcomes the Georgetown Hoyas to Prudential Center. Pre-game show gets us underway at 9 o'clock, and opening tip is 9:15. This is Dave Popkin. Join me along with Gary Cohen for all the action on your home for the Pirates, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
It's time to start fresh with a nice clean calendar.
Time flies when you have a million things to keep track of.
Which is why there's no better time than now to get organized with help from Staples.
Staples has the organizational products you need at great prices every day.
And right now, 2020 desk pad calendars are just $3.99 each.
So make time to save on all your office essentials at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot more in store.
In store only at 1420.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio, 645. Good morning, good morning. It is Thursday, January 2nd. We are pumped. I'm alive, man. That's all I know. I'm happy to be into 2020. Did you ever think you see 2020, though? I mean, am I right? I'm old enough where I go, am I alive at this long? And I am, and I'm proud to be. The best is yet to come, baby, I'm telling you. Hey, I'm proud to tell you that my friends at Trinitas Regional Medical Center have a new center dedicated to women. You know, my buddy Vic Richel is a mentor of mine, a great businessman, one of the most revered people in the state of New Jersey. Everybody goes to Vic for advice and just for his company because he's such a good guy. He took me over to Trinitas when we first jumped on the radio, and Trinitas has been here since day one. So I thank Vic and I thank everybody at Trinitas for believing in us, because now I'm so excited to tell you about this Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation. They recently opened that new center for excellent breast care, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. I have to tell you about this. Every woman is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment, regardless of her ability to pay, please. There's even a breast navigator available to guide women through every aspect of their care. It's a state-of-the-art center staffed with a fully complement of breast health specialists that features the latest technology. Most importantly, it's welcoming. It's a safe environment for every woman who walks through the doors. And I know the staff at Trinitas, and we were down there. We broadcast down there. Remember with Mike Lindell, we went down there with Vic Richel and the team at Trinitas. And I know their high level of caring and compassion. I saw it firsthand that's behind this new center, as it is for every service Trinitas offers. If you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984, 908-994-5984, or visit their website at trinitasrmc.org.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy .com studios.
Good morning, good morning. Joe Piscopo on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. We're the flagship station for Sandler Media. I'm proud to be. And thanks. We're running right into our seventh year, which I can't believe, 7 years into broadcasting. Who knew? Who knew? It was just a whim we started, and then you started listening, and then everybody wanted to advertise. Thank God. Thank God. And you know what? Here we are. And Al Gattula, what you've been through. Al, remember you had the cancer thing? What we went through together,
yeah.
Were like unbelievable. And you're feeling good. Thank God you're all healthy.
Yeah,
well,
I'm fine.
You listen to the doctor when he tells
you. Well, when you have a thing called cancer, I think it's kind of smart to listen and just not self-medicate, right? I mean, you know, I didn't want to go to the gym yesterday, and my wife kind of, you know, let's go because we were both tired. We'd gotten home late, and She said, no, let's go to the gym. We went, we put our hour in. So
This is great. Yeah, look at JoJo here, our dear friend on Twitter. She's our buddy. He goes, maybe the doctor, oh no, maybe he. That means God is telling you to slow down a little, Joe. It's true. Mm-hmm. You are amazing to take such care that Charlie or anyone at the party wouldn't find out what happened by the grace of God. Sure, yeah, thanks, Joe. She's right. I got to slow down a little bit, you know. But, you know, I feel great. I woke up great the night, and I'm saying, I got this. And I have a gash on my head. How do you cover that up? That's what I got to figure out. How do you cover the scar? So I'll go on TV. Don't they have that, what is that called? Second skin or something you could put on, something that you could kind of go. Because you can't put makeup over the wound.
I'm not on TV, so I've really never had a gash in my head the way yours is. See, I thought what happened was you were putting too much of that topics in, and you banged your head too hard, and the nick of the can cut you open.
Listen, I got to tell you, Lila was the name of the. She was a nurse practitioner. She wasn't even a doctor. She was She was. I'll be surprised if I have a scar. I don't want to jinx it or anything because she was so
scars
meticulous.
Are sexy.
I'm just saying. So she went. She.
Hey, want to know how I got this scar? I fell down in the bathroom.
I fell down. My blood pressure dropped.
Did you get into a fight? No. My blood pressure dropped.
I wanted to come on the air, and I want to go. I was playing football, flag football, with no equipment, and I got hit. And I went to get, the quarterback threw the pass, and I was heck bent on catching the pass, and I hit a rock right, but I caught the pass, and we scored it. Or I wanted to say this. I saw some guy. He was 6'5", and he came out, and he said something to the girl I was with about my kids, and I took him out. You think I'm bad? You should see the other guy. I wanted
6'5". Why couldn't he be like 5'4"? Why does he have to be taller than you?
I don't know. Like the man you had a crush on, Vinny Viola's guy. That's right.
Took a swing at him. Hi, Mr. Man.
Can you
give me a scar?
Can you give me a scar,
Mr. Man?
Could you punch me in the face as hard as you can? Because I think it's sexy.
What is that? Excuse me. No, I think you're a very handsome man. Could you punch me in the face?
Listen, it would have been better what I did. It would have been more. I wanted to tell a sexy story, man. Nothing like that. No, my blood pressure dropped and I went down for a couple seconds.
That's a hot story. Can I have your number? How'd you meet him? Well, he told this great story about blood pressure and falling.
He played with his medication. Huh?
That's
what?
Right. What?
I'm taking what I want to take. Don't tell me what to take. Get off my lawn.
I know what I'm doing. Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn. Oh, my gosh. 651. Yeah. Deb, are scars sexy? Debbie Duhame, I guess, a little bit, right?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Wait, 13 stitches to get
Yeah. You know
Joe.
What? You ever
that's
see a boxer?
Scary.
If you watch a fight and the boxer, when they start to bleed, like Chuck Wepner, the Bayonne bleeder, you could see it's where your skin is so thin on your forehead and around your eyes, and that's what happened. I don't want to be gross in the morning, but it's exactly what happened. So she went. I didn't know. I said, leave it like that. No, but she closed it up, and then it went right up into my scalp. I want to say, could you put some hair plugs in there because I'm thinning on top?
Oh, stop! You are now. You have plenty of hair.
Can I get some plugs in there while you're putting that in?
You don't need any hair plugs. I'm just glad you're okay. I'm glad you woke up because, you know, if you passed out like that and hit your head, God, who knows what could have happened? I mean, thank
you. But, you know, it's like you lose consciousness, and there is a medical term, I think it's called syncope, and you do it and you could be aware of it. So it's not like you're out. But it's enough to where you could really, die because if you hit the wrong side, what if I hit my head the wrong way? You cried out loud, right?
And you didn't have a concussion, though, right?
That's... No, exactly. Thank you. Great question.
For that.
That's what they CAT scan immediately. And I got to give the credit to Paoli Hospital outside of Philly in Pennsylvania. It was so quick. I went in. They did a CAT scan. They said no bleeding, no cranial bleeding, nothing that they could tell by the CAT scan. You wrenched your neck a little bit, which indicates that I would have banged my head pretty hard. Oh, Debbie,
Joe.
Only me.
Next time you feel dizzy, please sit down. Please.
Well, and no more medication. That's it. That's it. I'm done.
Moderation, I guess.
Moderate. Right? Yeah, well, listen to the doctor. Debbie Duhame's out there for you. It's a new year. Debbie's looking out for you. 6:53 on The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Joe. Happy 2020. Let's see what's happening on 78 East Exit 6. It's an accident still blocking a lane. Bronx River Parkway North, right at the Cross Bronx, an accident there. And the outbound BQE at Queens Boulevard, watch out for a stalled car. Staten Island Expressway East at Clove Road, an accident just being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. 653, telling you about balance of nature. I'm telling you, what I go through in my life, what I go through, for some reason, by the grace of God first, of course, got to acknowledge that, but balance of nature has got me through some tough times, like over the weekend. And don't you think when I got home on New Year's, after all of that, after hospital with the stitches, oh, give me my balance of nature. I needed my balance of nature veggies. Boom, I took them. It's not like ordinary vitamins. See, vitamins, you don't use those vitamins. You eliminate those vitamins, and they're synthetic. Balance of Nature is a natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. You know how I know it's natural? Because I take the Balance of Nature on an empty stomach. I could never do that with a vitamin. That would indicate there's something in the vitamin that shouldn't be in your body. With Balance of Nature, it is all natural. And then I know, like I always tell you, a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. So yeah, I went through all that I went through this weekend. I'm working like a madman, running around, and I make sure I keep on the Balance of Nature regimen. Now, you have the ability to do that. We want you to join us. The morning team, we're all taking Balance of Nature, and we love it. See how getting a variety of over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can make a difference for you this year. To help you start your New Year's resolutions right, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This New Year's special won't last, so please call in now. You know the number, 800-2468-751, 800-2468-751, or go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code, The Answer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunshine mixing with clouds today and milder this afternoon, high 49. Increasing clouds tonight with rain arriving late, low 43 in Midtown. 36 to 40 in many northern and western suburbs. Tomorrow, periods of rain in the morning, then overcast and damp in the afternoon with a high near 50. For Saturday, cloudy with intermittent rain, high 52. That rain will change to snow later Saturday night before ending early Sunday. Some accumulation is possible. Later Sunday, blustery and colder with clouds giving way to some sunshine, the high 41. AM 970, The Answer.
Everybody knows this guy. No, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Hey, it's 2020. Isn't that wild? First show of the decade. Bruce, getting your morning started on AM 970, The Answer. Very good, Al. Thank you.
Anytime.
This is what I heard in my head before I hit it. I'm going down, 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 down. I
said, you mean you didn't hear, I've fallen and I can't get up.
You know what actually I should have said? I said, some guys attacked me with MAGA hats on and they came out. No, they had Nancy Pelosi hats. Nancy Pelosi, make Nancy Pelosi great again. They attacked me for no reason. That's the story I should have told. That would have been a lot sexier. I don't know. I was walking down the street. It was sub-zero temperature, and some guys were there with bleach and rope, and they came and attacked me. Hey, Joe on the radio, Mamma Mia, you can't make it up. We're fired up. We're going into 2020. We got this. We got this. This is our time. We're going to take it back. We're going to continue on this great run that we've had. By the grace of God, onward and forward, as Pop used to say. Assemblyman John Bramnick will join us live. E.J. McMahon, Gordon Chang on the radio, and Aaron Klein with Joe Piscopo and Al Gattulo on AM 970 The Answer. We are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
32 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City's fire department is seeing a drop in fire deaths. Numbers are in for 2019. FDNY says there were 66 civilian fire-related deaths, way down from 88 the prior year. Meanwhile, the fire department says firefighters and EMS crews responded to 1.8 million emergencies in 2019. That's the second highest ever in the city's history. The new year means a ban on plastic bags now in effect in many communities throughout New Jersey. Asbury Park, Lambertville, Ridgewood and Bayonne are just a few communities where it's now illegal for businesses to distribute single-use plastic bags. Some also have bans on plastic straws now in effect. A bill that would ban plastic bags statewide is still being debated in Trenton. In sports, Knicks beat the Trailblazers 117-93. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo.